Good morning, friends, colleagues, and respected teachers. At the outset, I would like to thank Dr. Nitin Kangane and the organizers of the conference for the kind invitation. Unfortunately, I could not be present with you in person due to other competing engagements during the same period. What I would like to do in the next 25 minutes or so is to briefly review the breast cancer early detection scenario across the world, with particular emphasis on low, medium resource countries. We all appreciate breast cancer is the number one cancer among in the world now, and we do not know how to prevent breast cancer at the moment. And the only way with which we can control breast cancer is by early detection and appropriate treatment. And we will see what advances have been in particular aspect across the world over the last few years, especially in public health settings. There are about 12.7 million new cancer cases and about 7.6 million cancer deaths across the world. And more than half of these new cases and deaths occur in less developed regions of the world. And breast cancer ranks number two among the most frequently diagnosed cancers across the world, around 1.4 million cases per year. Since the prognosis from breast cancer has considerably improved, it does not appear among the three major cancers recording the largest number of deaths. But on the other hand, in terms of incident cases, breast cancer is responsible for about 1.4 million new cases per year across the world. And again, when you this shows the distribution of the different cancers among men and women. And among women, breast cancer is the number one cancer. It has overtaken cervix and colorectal cancer. And this is the number one cancer among women. And in few countries, particularly in low-resource countries in Africa, where cervix cancer is still the number one, breast cancer is the number two cancer. As I already said, breast cancer in the world, 1.4 million new cases, of which 115,000 new cases occur in India. So India is responsible for about 8% of the global burden of breast cancer. And without exception, incidence of breast cancer is increasing in most countries, particularly in low and medium resource countries. And there are something like 460,000 deaths from breast cancer across the world. And almost half of the global burden of breast cancer and breast cancer deaths occur in low and medium resource countries. And in most healthcare settings, particularly in developing countries, more than 60% of the breast cancers are diagnosed in stage 3 and 4. And we have population-based data coming from India. In one of our population-based studies with routine care, the proportion of breast cancers diagnosed with the tumors less than 2 in diameter with no regional node involvement is less than 5%. Because of the advanced presentation of cases, the 5-year aggregate survival does not exceed 50% in most countries. Now, we show the range of incidence rates for breast cancer in different countries in the different continents. And you see here, but if you look at Asia, there is almost like something like an 8-fold difference in incidence rates. The lowest incidence rates are around, say, 12 to 15 per 100,000, where the highest incidence rate for breast cancer in Asia is recorded in Japan, which is around 98 per 100,000. And as you see here, in North America and Europe, generally the incidence rates are high. But even there, you see something like 4 to 5-fold difference in occurrence of breast cancer, implicating the environmental factors in the causation of breast cancer. As I mentioned, the breast cancer incidence rates are increasing in most countries across the world. This shows the trends in breast cancer incidence in selected Asian populations in China, India, Singapore, Kuwait, and Thailand, and Japan. And in all these countries, you see the breast cancer incidence rates are increasing. But what is interesting is the incidence rates in Thailand and India are much lower than what is observed in China or in Japan or in Kuwait. but the incidence rates are increasing. It is increasing at the rate of anywhere between 1.5 to 2.5% per annum. The data from some selected Latin American countries also show an increasing trend in breast cancer. And as you see here, some of these countries are recording incidence rates which are around 40 to 60 per 100,000, moderately high as compared to the Asian populations. Now, coming to survival, it is interesting to see this is the trend in five-year survival in the United States. In the SEER population, the Surveillance Epidemiology and Results Program population, which is which covers something like 8% of the U.S. population. There has been a steady improvement in five-year survival in both the U.S. black population as well as the white women. And in fact, over the last 40 years, the breast cancer five-year survival has increased from around 65% to around almost like 90%, mainly because of advances in early detection of breast cancer, as well as the wide availability of advanced treatment methods in the population. Now, what is the situation in countries in Asia, Africa, and Latin America? This shows a five-year survival from breast cancer for breast cancer cases diagnosed in these countries between 1990 and 2000. And these are based on a large series of cases. The results have been already been reported. And as you see here, the five-year survival ranges between, say, less than 10% in the Gambia to around 90% in Hong Kong region in China. And you see a range of survival estimates here. In India, when the survival was sort of monitored in Bombay, Chennai, Barshi, and Bhopal, it varied between, say, 31 to 54%. And survival around 54% recorded in Bombay, Chennai, and Karnagapalli in Kerala. It's very interesting to see the survival trends or the survival experience of localized breast cancer cases in some of the advanced healthcare settings like Singapore and Turkey as compared to the healthcare settings in less developed countries such as Thailand, India, and Costa Rica. And what you see here is for localized breast cancer. When we say localized breast cancer, we mean cancers which are less than 5 centimeter in diameter and they have not spread to the regional lymph nodes or distant organs. The five-year survival in Singapore and in Turkey is around 90%, whereas the five-year survival in India, in Thailand, and Costa Rica aggregate is 76%. And for regional disease, when we say regional disease, the breast cancer is more than 5 centimeters or it has spread to the regional lymph nodes. The five-year survival in advanced healthcare services in Singapore is around 75% vis-a-vis 47% in less developed healthcare settings. So what does it indicate? Within the stage, there's a stage migration. Less than 5 centimeters, it can vary between, say, 1 to 5 centimeters. So the proportion of earlier cancers are more in advanced healthcare settings. And the second thing that we would like to emphasize is the ability with which a combined modality management can be delivered efficiently for breast cancer patients. A combined modality management consisting of optimum surgery. I'm saying not radical surgery, optimum surgery, either with breast conservation or simple mastectomy, followed by whenever there is a requirement for radiation therapy to the chest wall and or to the breast and to the regional lymph nodes, then followed by the ability of the health services to dynamic hormone therapy or systemic adjuvant chemotherapy. These are all critical in curing breast cancer. And again, to direct the appropriate therapy, we should know the biology of breast cancer and the minimum essential investigation to understand the biology of the breast cancer is to have at least the estrogen receptor status established for the operated cases, because there is considerable difference in the prognosis of cases which express estrogen receptors vis-a-vis the breast cancers which lack estrogen receptors. So now we will concentrate what are the modalities available for early detection of breast cancer. We have several modalities. I think the most important thing is awareness. How aware a person is about breast cancer, its early symptoms and signs, and how our a community in general, as such, is on the advantages of early detection and appropriate management. The existence of referral pathways and where adequate services can be sought. These are all very important. I think for health advancement, awareness is fundamental. Then you have always very specific approaches like self-examination, which is periodically examining one's own breast to see if there is any lump or if there are any changes. But more than self-examination, breast awareness is very important. Breast awareness is knowing what is normal for one. And if there is something abnormal, then the empowerment to seek adequate diagnosis and treatment. Then the other approaches include physical examination of the breast by a health worker or a doctor. Of course, the screening mammography, which is very widely practiced in Western countries. Ultrasonography, using ultrasound to delineate and investigating them. And then on the invasive side, you have fine needle aspiration cytology to make diagnosis of the breast lumps. Core biopsy, the equipment is expensive because the core biopsy needles, the core biopsy set could cost anywhere between, say, $125 to $175. And of course, when a lump is there, a triple diagnosis. Diagnostic mammography, diagnostic ultrasonography, and diagnostic fine needle aspiration cytology. When these three are combined, the approach of triple diagnosis is extremely efficient in confirming or eliminating the possibility of breast cancer. Now, coming to screening mammography. We all know screening mammography is widely practiced, and there have been large randomized trials which have looked into the efficacy of screening mammography in reducing breast cancer mortality. And generally, it results in something like a 25 to 30% reduction in mortality in women above the age of 50 years, whereas for women between the ages of 40 and 50 years, the mortality reductions are to the tune of 15%. And there have been several studies which have evaluated the diagnostic characteristics. And as you see here, the sensitivity of the screening mammography varies across age, and it ranges anywhere between 60 to 80% in different age groups. And look at this. This is the most important thing. The positive predictive value of a positive mammography is of the order of between 1 and 7. And in young ages, it is around 1, that is between 40 and or 50 years, between 1 and 2. Whereas among women between, say, 50 and 70 years of age, it varies anywhere between 3 to 7. That means 3 to 7%. That means one or two out of 100 positive mammographic examinations is likely to result in the diagnosis of cancer. So one should look into the harms and the anxiety due to the false positive procedures and things like that while assessing the utility, the cost benefitness of mammographic screening. And then, as I already said, the efficacy of mammography in reducing breast cancer mortality, this is around 19% reduction in mortality for women between the ages of 40 and 49 years based on results from 6 trials. And between the ages of 50 and 69, the efficacy of mammography is high in reducing mortality, which is around 25%. So these are all from clinical trials. But now in developed countries, there is extensive availability of screening mammography in health services. So we will see what is happening in the United States. And what you see here is the incidence rates of localized breast cancers, regional breast cancers, and distant breast cancers, and unstaged breast cancers in all ages. And what you see here, there has been a dramatic increase in the incidence rates of localized breast cancer after mammography became widely practiced from the 1980 onwards. But you do not see a corresponding decline in the incidence rate of advanced breast cancer, that is regional as well as distant breast cancer. So what does it mean? It means screening mammography tends to detect quite a lot of detection of preclinical cancer which are to be clinically manifest without mammography. So this is a major criticism against mammography, screening mammography. Screening mammography results in the detection of quite a number of preclinical breast cancers which are unlikely to be clinically manifest. And this is evident in terms of a very high increase in the incidence rate of advanced early breast cancer after application of screening mammography. But this has not been followed by a corresponding decline in the incidence rate of advanced disease. And if you see here, this is operating all across the different age groups, and particularly in the old age group, between say 50 and 74 years. This is something which has to be kept in mind while introducing mammography-based screening programs. As a point of fact, in most developing countries, mammographic screening programs are not feasible because of the costs involved, the capital equipment investment, the number of diagnostic radiologists required to read the screening mammograms and to report them, and the enormous increase that you will need in case of specialized breast pathology units where the several lumps which have been removed out of the mammography screening program need to be properly assessed. So it is a very cost intensive procedure, and it is not economically and human resource wise feasible to introduce screening mammography, that is providing mammographic screening every 2 years for women between say 50 and 70 years or 40 and 70 years of age. Having said that, some of the advanced small Asian countries like Singapore, Taiwan and Republic of Korea have introduced mammographic screening programs in their health services in recent years. There is a very large-scale opportunistic screening going on in Hong Kong Special Administrative Region as well as in Thailand. I think the most organized among the Asian screening programs for breast cancer is in Singapore, which is called the Breast Screen Singapore, which is the first population-based mammographic screening program in Asia, which involves a biennial two-view mammography for women aged 50 to 69 years. The current coverage is around 60% of the women between the ages of 50 and 59 in Singapore have been covered by the program. But the coverage is lesser among women aged 60 and 69. And mortality is just beginning to decline in Singapore. It is feasible to introduce mammographic screening in Singapore because it's a small population, small country with a lot of resources, both healthcare resources and financial resources. And now coming to another high-risk region in the world, Latin America, there is a large-scale opportunistic mammographic screening in urban areas in Mexico, Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, Chile, Colombia, and Costa Rica. I think at the national level, both Uruguay and Costa Rica have much better coverage with screening mammography. But still, screening mammography has to make its own impact in terms of reduction in incidence, a reduction in mortality from breast cancer in these countries. Now we will concentrate what are the approaches that one can use for low and medium resource countries. We already talked about breast awareness. It is making every woman aware of their normal breast, so that they can find any abnormalities in future and they can empower themselves to present for clinical examination to rule out or confirm early breast cancer. The second approach is physical examination of the breast, which is, I think both breast awareness and physical examination of the breast are based on the assumption that breast cancers which are less than 2 centimeters in diameter can be readily detected by hand. And a palpable lump should prompt immediate referral for triple diagnosis using diagnostic mammography, diagnostic ultrasonography, and diagnostic fine needle aspiration cytology to investigate the lump which has been detected. And again, what is sacrosanct about 2 centimeter breast cancer? I think we would imagine breast cancers which are 2 centimeters or less in diameter, with no regional lymph nodes, are highly curable by the currently available methods of treatment. And I would say such cancers are curable to the level of 90 to 95% of the cases by optimum surgery and optimum adjuvant systemic management with chemotherapy or hormone therapy. And whenever there is breast conservation, the ability to provide radiotherapy to prevent local recurrence. And to aid both breast awareness and physical examination, In IARC, we have produced a digital atlas, a clinical chart, which shows a variety of physical appearances of the breast in a variety of conditions in different stages of breast cancer. So which can be a ready clinical reckoner for the provider to appreciate the changes in the consistency and within the breast to clinch an early diagnosis of breast cancer. This can be readily accessed in our website. Now coming to triple diagnosis. As I already said, triple diagnosis is the use of diagnostic mammography, diagnostic ultrasonography, and fine needle aspiration cytology for diagnosing palpable lumps. This is the cornerstone for early clinical diagnosis of breast cancer. These three procedures, when they are incorporated in routine services, could have excellent sensitivity around 99%, specificity around 99% to diagnose or exclude breast cancer. If any of these three modalities suggest cancer, excision biopsy is warranted, and it has an excellent potential for early clinical diagnosis and an important strategy to improve breast cancer control in low and medium resource countries. Now, what I would like to do is to quickly look into some of the randomized trials which were conducted in developing countries to evaluate breast self-examination as well as clinical examination of breast. A very famous trial for breast self-examination was one which was organized in Shanghai. A very large trial, a cluster randomized trial, which involved almost like 260,000 women, 130,000 women exposed to lessons on breast self-examination, and 130,000 women exposed to a control group with the routine care. This was in the context of textile factories, 519 textile factories with excellent industrial health provided to this population. And the results over a 9-year period showed that the breast self-examination education was very useful in motivating women to do breast self-examination. And this resulted in almost like some 2,400 women reporting with benign breast disease in the intervention group, and about 3,700 breast biopsies in the intervention group, as opposed to 1,200 benign breast lesions and 2,400 breast biopsies in the control group. There were 864 breast cancers diagnosed in the intervention group and 896 cases in the control group. But the proportion of T1 disease, which is tumors 2 centimeters or less in diameter, was 49% in the intervention group and 45% in the control group. So this study did not show any difference in the early detection of breast cancer. And there were 135 breast cancer deaths in the study group, in the intervention group, and 131 breast cancer deaths in the control group. So there was no difference between the intervention group and control group. The problem with this study is this was done in an excellent healthcare setting in an industrial sector where already a lot of breast cancers are diagnosed in very early stages, so that breast self-examination did not show its impact. So this means when you organize studies for early detection of breast cancer with physical examination or breast awareness, it should be done in healthcare sectors where the proportion of less than 2 centimeter breast cancers is less than 10%. Now, a second important trial in the Philippines, which evaluated physical examination of the breast in a cluster randomized trial, which again a large study, which involved almost like 340,000 women in 202 health centers in Manila region of Philippines. So the intervention group consists of 150,000 women who were given annual physical examination of breast, and the control group a similar number of women exposed to the usual care. And here in the intervention group, about 133 women were diagnosed with breast cancer, and in the control group, about 80 women with breast cancer were diagnosed. But the problem with the Philippines trial is many of the screen positive women did not comply with physical examination, with the diagnostic confirmation with triple diagnosis. For example, out of the 3,500 women who were positive on physical examination for breast cancer, only 38%, 1,220 women, ever presented to the clinical facilities for diagnostic examinations, so that many of the people with positive breast screens did not reach the health facilities to have diagnostic confirmation. So for this reason, the study failed, and the people did not continue with the study because they thought the input measure in terms of diagnostic compliance among screen positive women was very low. So what is the lesson here? Screening trials are very expensive and large. When you mount such trials, unless you have proper input measures which will ensure all the study inputs are satisfactory, and then you have the resources and you have the means, you have the logistics to ensure the input measures are adequate, unless this is satisfied, one should not do such expensive trials. So what is happening now? There are two important physical examination trials in India already ongoing. One is in Bombay by the Tata Memorial Center, and another one in Trivandrum, a joint collaborative project between IARC and the Regional Cancer Center in Trivandrum. The objective of the breast cancer trial in Trivandrum is to evaluate the extent of stage shift, survival improvement and reduction in mortality observed as a result of a package of interventions consisting of physical examination of the breast offered once in 3 years to three rounds, plus creating breast awareness, you know, where to, what is the advantage of detecting breast cancer early and where they can seek such services. So the aims of the Trivandrum breast cancer screening trial is to decrease the frequency of advanced breast cancers from the current 80% to around 55% over a 7-year period. Increase the 3-year survival from 55% to 70% during this period, and ultimately reduce breast cancer mortality by 20%. So it's a cluster randomized trial with 115,000 women aged 30 to 69 years, 59,000 women in the control group and 55,000 women in the intervention group, which are exposed to three rounds of CBE at 3-year intervals. We have completed the first round of screening, and the randomization has worked very well. The intervention group and the control group are comparable, so you can see all the participant characteristics here. And we have the results from the first round of screening. Almost 90% of the women participated in screening, and about 6% of the women were positive on physical examination of the breast, which is 2,880 women. Almost 50% of the women present for diagnostic confirmation. And the diagnostic confirmation consists of physical examination by a doctor, followed by triple diagnosis with diagnostic ultrasonography, diagnostic mammography, and fine needle aspiration cytology. So as you see here, in the first round of screening, almost around 800 women out of the 2,800 screen-positive women were subjected for triple diagnosis. And we have the results here. The sensitivity of the physical examination is around 50% to detect breast cancer. Specificity is around 94%. Positive predictive value is similar to that of screening mammography, 1%. That means one out of every 100 women with a positive screen had a breast cancer diagnosed, but has a very high negative predictive value to the tune of 99.9%. And the breast cancer incidence rates in the intervention group was higher because of early detection. As you see here, the age standardized rates in the intervention group was around 43 per 100,000 women, whereas in the control group, 32 per 100,000 women. So there were 63 breast cancers in the control group and intervention group, 80 breast cancers. And again, if you look into the age-specific incidence rates for the different age groups, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 to 69, there is excess breast cancers in these groups because of early detection by physical examination of the breast. The most important findings, the intermediate outcomes from the study as of now, are there is considerable early detection of breast cancer in early stages in the intervention group as compared to the control group. As you see here, about 20% of the breast cancers in the intervention group are 2 centimeters or less as compared to 6% in the control group. And about 44% of the breast cancers in the intervention group are less than 5 centimeters as compared to 25% in the control group. There is a significantly higher number of breast cancers in the intervention group. That is, almost half of the breast cancers in the intervention group have no clinically palpable lymph nodes in the regional lymph node region. And about 20% of the breast cancers in the intervention group receive conservative surgery as compared to 5% in the control group. So all the intermediate outcome measures in this screening trial are very satisfactory at the moment, and we anticipate to observe a 20% reduction in mortality in about 7 to 8 years from the beginning of screening. And again, the predictability of breast cancer, the most important single clinical pathological pathognomonic finding is breast lump. If there is a breast lump, that is the most important thing which will lead to early diagnosis of breast cancer. So in summary, breast cancer is an important health problem across the world, 1.4 million cases. More than 90% of the breast cancers in developing countries are diagnosed in more than 2 centimeters, and more than 70% of these breast cancers are diagnosed when they are more than 5 centimeters. The prognosis for breast cancer is excellent when it is diagnosed less than 2 centimeters with no regional lymph nodes. Clinical examination of the breast as well as breast awareness have the potential to make such diagnosis possible for most of the women. Screening mammography is not feasible for low and medium resource countries, but on the other hand, a strategy based on creating breast awareness among the population and providing clinical breast examination to the women at risk, as well as increasing the efficiency of the health services to manage women with breast lumps in terms of triple diagnosis with diagnostic mammography, diagnostic ultrasonography, and diagnostic fine needle aspiration cytology, as well as the ability to provide optimum breast conserving surgery or optimum mastectomy in terms of simple mastectomy followed by adjuvant treatment with adjuvant systemic treatment with hormonal therapy and estrogens for women with estrogen receptor positive tumors, and for chemotherapy, adjuvant chemotherapy for women with premenopausal breast cancers and women with the receptor negative or triple negative breast cancers, plus the ability of the health services to provide radiation therapy to either to the conserved breast or to the chest flap and to the axillary region to prevent local recurrences are very critical in controlling breast cancer in low and medium resource countries. And it is important that both healthcare providers as well as healthcare policy makers as well as governments start making investments in this direction, unless a large number of breast cancer patients will die unnecessarily with several years of life lost. Thank you very much for your attention.